HC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Today's topic is how to deal with anger in your relationship and marriage. Authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. I want to write to singles and married couples this morning. There are some things that will work and there are some things that will not work. Now, you don't need to spend another 5 years trying to experiment what will work and what will not work. You only need to be willing to learn. Every time you make a mistake, it has the potential of hardening your heart against God. This is a tactic of the devil. So life is not to be permanently lived on Mistake Street by Error Avenue. You can decide to go for wisdom. You get wisdom from God's word, and you also get wisdom from God's anointed. Here are a few things you should take note of. Be slow to get angry. This is what the scripture expressly advises. Not a few have lost precious relationships because of anger tantrums. Now, it's okay to be angry sometimes as a human. I do get angry myself sometimes. But when your anger becomes compulsive, uncontrollable, and bordering on violence, you need to be careful. When you get angry, you beat people around you, pick up a fight, or destroy things, then you need to consciously pray to God for help. Go on the internet and Google anger management and get some materials that will help you. Go into the scriptures and study every instance where the words anger, angry, wrath, etc. occurs. One of such scriptures says, "Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools." Ecclesiastes 7:9, the KJV version. The translation I like most is this: "Don't be quick to fly off the handle. Anger boomerangs. You can spot a fool by the lumps on his head." That's the Message version of Ecclesiastes 7 verse 9. The next time you get so angry, walk away and check the mirror. If you can see the lumps there, relax first before you make a decision. Unnecessary anger will ruin relationships. Anger problems will make you say things you regret later. See the examples of these guys in the scriptures who had serious anger problems. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. That's from Genesis 49, from verse 5 to 6, King James Version. Here, their father began to talk about these two brothers who, in fits of anger, killed and wiped out a whole community. You see, unnecessary anger will lead to death. Death of things, death of relationships, death of opportunities, and even death of marriage. Do you know how many people have called their lawyers in anger and opted out of marriage, then got married to another person angrily, only to discover that the new person is even worse? May you not get married to an angry person who has an instrument of cruelty in their habitations. Their father was so furious at their actions and actually placed a curse on them. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. That's from Genesis 49 verse 7, King James Version. Look at those words, scatter, divide. This is what fierce anger leads to. If as a single person you can see that you have anger issues, don't ignore it and don't play the denial card. Talk to your pastor or mentor. Get books, read them. Get into the scripture and study so that your mind can be renewed, and pray to God to help you. Now, when you pray to God to help, more people will come your way to get you angry, and they'll try to provoke you the more, so that each time you lose it, you can really know you need help, and then you can consciously begin to work on it. As married couples, if both of you are angry at the same time, it can be dangerous. There are husbands that will not talk to their wives for days. That is not being a man. There are wives that get hurt at everything and will close up their spirits against their husbands. How will your prayers be answered? You can't run your home like that. You are trusting God to conceive, yet you're always fighting. Don't you know that is the devil? If one is angry, the other should calm down. Here's an advice for you. A soft answer turneth the way wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs 15 verse 1, King James Version. Try and see how it works. When he or she is angry, don't raise your voice too. Talk in a whisper. The demon of wrath will fly away. You see, that demon works by working you up and causing you to vibrate like the fan made in Abba. So when you refuse to vibrate and say wrong words, the demon loses its power. If he or she goes like, "You're crazy, you're mad," that shouldn't be the language of God's children. And then you respond, "Your father is crazy, your mama don't crazy." What do you think will happen? But how about a soft answer, almost a whisper, that goes like, "Dear, it is well." God will help us all in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of anger in your relationship and marriage. I ask the Spirit of God to intervene in your situation and give you wisdom to handle it in Jesus' name. Confession for the day. I am not a fool, therefore I do not get angry easily. Prayer for the day. I curse every root of anger and wrath in my life in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with the furious man thou shalt not go. That's from Proverbs 22, from verse 24. Action plan for the day. Read a book or browse the internet and read up on anger. This message is brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club. I am Oluwaloni Oke.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.